Welcome to Home Dad Chat.
My name is Brock.
My name is Danny. And this is Home Dad Con 2022 in Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful downtown Phoenix. What are you thinking of it?
It's hot.
It is really stinking hot.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
And I'm from Georgia, and this is killing me. This is 105 yesterday or something.
I've never felt like I needed to walk around with an IV just pumping water into me. Oh,
the
dude.
Nipple was not enough. The nipple was not enough.
We tried. I tried. Kept going, man.
But yeah. I think a gallon a day. I easily by 1 o'clock, I've had a gallon of water. I know it.
By 1 o'clock, I would say within an hour, I think I've drank a gallon of water. Like, my stomach hurts from drinking so much water.
But everybody talks about a dry heat. But okay, so I walk around and my shirt is not soaking wet. It never feels sweat. Maybe a little bit on my forehead under my hat or something. Because you better wear a hat. Always wear a hat and use sunscreen because, oh my God, the sun's going to kill you.
Are you kidding me? I covered my head up like we were walking through the Sahara yesterday. Like, my ears were covered.
We were.
Like, I almost had it over my beard because I was concerned it was going to get burnt.
I believe it.
Especially yesterday. So, yeah, because, I mean, yesterday we were out for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Doing the project.
Doing a project, tearing down stuff for Roosevelt Row Welcoming Center.
That went really well.
I will say.
Everybody got in. Everybody was pretty safe. There was a moment or two of, no, don't be so exuberant. You're going to hit somebody with that.
There was a couple times things came down without people knowing what was going on. It definitely kind of put you on your heels.
Yep. But nobody got hurt, so we're good. The guy that runs the place, Adon, was very happy. I think he's, and we've mentioned this earlier, but that it was like putting him ahead 5-6 months at least.
Easily.
Because he's doing it himself, and it was not only taking all the framework out, like the rotten, there was termites in his door. We took all that out for him and taping everything, but then priming two walls and pulling down that awning. That was way more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you know? It was. Well, I mean, there was like 100 bolts that were into that building.
I was thinking of like a canvas with some poles holding it up or something.
Right. No. Yeah, I wasn't thinking a big wooden structure.
It had to be. What, 40, 30 feet long at least? 30 feet long?
Oh, it was more than 30 feet long. I bet you it was closer to 40 or 50 feet long because it was that one whole side of the building. So, so there was a lot going on with that. I thought it was interesting that you had to watch walking in the areas where like the stone / like sand area was because I forget who it was exactly, but somebody got ants on them.
Oh, no.
And they started biting. It was like,
I don't need that.
I mean, I've always heard, you know, when you go to the South, there are things that are trying to kill you at all times or something, or at least maim you.
True. Yeah, it is true. It's like fire ants in Georgia. It's like, no, just kill them all. And I'm very much into, no, let's live in harmony with nature. No, fire ants need to die.
Yeah.
They have no purpose but to hurt you and kill you. So
now, the other thing that was really cool, though, about that experience was the fact that Fox 10 News here in town came out and shot it. Like, they had emailed me the day before, and we started working on setting it up, and they were really excited about it. And actually, the whole segment that they did, we have it, so we'll have to get put up.
Good, because I haven't seen it.
And it's great because, like, it starts with the folks in the studio kind of setting it up and then shooting it over to the live shot.
Yeah.
And they did a really awesome job, and things were going great with all of it. And then I got up this morning, and Howard Fleischman was throwing shade on us because we weren't showing enough New Balance shoes.
Well, you know, he's not wrong, man.
I mean, I've got blue New Balance. Doesn't that count?
Nobody was barbecuing. I mean, this was a missed opportunity. But I had, you know, my favorite part of that, the whole thing, is Ben, who's a local dad, brought his little baby Violet.
Oh, yeah.
And she was adorable. And I gave her the safety glasses, and her dad was like, I'll put them on her and you take a picture. I'm like, yeah, let me take a picture. She's like, no, I'm not wearing these things. I'm throwing them down every time. And I'm like, yeah, that's a baby. That's what the baby does.
Yeah, that was cool that he showed up. And honestly, too, he's one of those local guys that just sort of came across the fact that there was even a convention going on. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a few guys like that every year, it seems like.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I met a guy this morning, Jose, he's from Maryland, and this is his first time. He's got an 18-year-old in college here, and he's got a 2-year-old at home.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, that's the full extent of a dad experience. Is okay, I'm raising my baby, or my child has gone off and become an adult and is living their own life away from, you think about Maryland to Arizona too.
Yeah.
That's a, hey dad, I can't leave the country, but I'm going to get as far away from the family as I can and just make my life here, you know?
Well, that's interesting too, that, so he's got a son that goes to ASU, right?
Yeah.
That's, and David Rogers has a nephew that goes to ASU.
All right, cool. I didn't know that.
So yeah, with all these fun little connections like that take place here, which is great. So, so we had that, and then, guys went and hung out throughout the day yesterday doing different things. Mm-hmm. And then last night we had the, kickoff for Convention Eve, which was at a super cool, like very swanky little place called the Churchill.
Impressive.
I think that the part that was most impressive to me was the fact that they came up with the idea to rename one of their cocktails for the night.
Oh, I didn't see that. No way.
Yeah, so they renamed a cocktail called the Dad Bod. And for
that's awesome.
Yeah, you didn't know about this?
No, I didn't even hear about it. Yeah. You know, I don't drink a lot, so I'll miss something like that.
You would have, though, because this was a bourbon cocktail, too.
Yeah,
so.
All right.
But anyway.
That is the perfect Dad Bod cocktail.
Right?
It's got to be bourbon.
So it was almost like an old-fashioned, but they used some different bitters and sweetener in it to actually give it a mesquite sort of flavor to it.
Getting the barbecue in. All
right,
I like
and it. For everyone that was sold, $1 of what was purchased out of it went to the scholarship fund. And they ran out of, like, they had made, like, pre-mixed stuff for it, like, I think for, like, the simple syrup or whatever, and they ran out. Like, I went up there to go order, and they're like, we're sorry, we're out. I'm like, what? Like, but at the same time, I'm like, wow, like, how much money do we get for that?
Yeah, we put some money to the scholarship fund, too,
Well, just so, speaking of the scholarship fund.
Well, before we go to church, what'd you eat?
I had the tacos.
All right.
And the I'm not even going to try to pronounce the actual phrase, but basically like the corn bowl.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which
that looked really good.
Like the street corn type. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah.
But I had a carne asada taco, a grilled shrimp, and a grilled fish taco. Wasn't so much a fan of the grilled fish, but the shrimp was awesome, and the carne was really good too. So. Mm. Yeah, so it was fun. What about you, man?
I went down to the Stoop.
Oh, did you get a burger?
Yeah, I got a Stoop burger is one of their ones, and it's basically double patties. They tasted like fresh cooked ground beef. I don't know, but it was good with the cheese, and then actually it had dill pickle slices and their Dijonese sauce and a fried egg on a brioche bun. And I gotta say, I mean, I love a bacon, egg, and cheeseburger is my thing. I just love, that's my favorite burger. I love a fried egg on a burger.
Yeah.
You know? And it was amazing. It was very messy, as one would expect. Mm-hmm. I did make a mess. I looked like a 4-year-old, but yeah.
That's a very Australian thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fried egg?
Yeah, fried egg on a burger. Very, very Australian type of thing. They even throw like a sliced beef on it.
Huh.
So.
Well, so speaking of burgers, before we get back, I'm sorry, we talk about food, man. I'm going to run.
I know.
There, right down the, like, just on the corner is the Dog House.
That's
H-A-U-S.
Okay. House, yeah.
You know, and it's hot dogs and burgers.
Nice.
And they have this amazing burger that I want to try because it is a bacon, egg, and cheeseburger like you like it. But hit me with this. Pastrami.
Yep. Oh, all day long.
Right? And I'm like, my buddy Rob got one, and I'm like, man, can I go get that? But we, you know, we just haven't had time yet. Yeah. There's so many places to eat.
Well, speaking of that, so we went, one of the first nights we were here, we went to Kettle Black Kitchen and Pub.
Okay.
Which is just up the road, too.
Yeah, what's that?
When you walk in, you're transported to, like, England, Ireland type
situation. Nice, so like an actual pub.
Oh, yeah. Full on. And their Reuben is killer.
Oh,
so good. And then you pair that with a like a nut brown ale that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh, it's so tasty. So yeah, so we went.
I can imagine.
We had a group there for that, and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, there's some really awesome places around here to eat.
Superstition too.
Oh
a meadery.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to end up going there on Saturday because I didn't get there like airtime. So
that some of the a mead again, it's a very sweet thing. It's not for everybody, and they're different flavors. Maybe not for everybody. But I had two. One, I'm like, I'm going to love this. It's their bourbon-based mead. I'm going to love it.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And then I got the other one, which was I think they're called their Fort McDermott Wildflower.
Ooh.
Or maybe it was a wildflower one. And I'm
okay.
I'll get that because I'd like to see what it's like because, so the bourbon one was okay. I'm like, It didn't really mix like I'd want it to. It didn't give me everything I'd want from a bourbon drink. It was fine.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't get it again. But that wildflower one, you sucked honeysuckle.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Victims, and it was like that.
Oh.
But with a little heat, a little fermentation, and it was just amazing. Okay. I would have that. I almost bought a bottle.
Nice.
I mean, I really did. But
yeah, I heard they actually gave a deal to
We get a discount.
That was pretty awesome. Like, man, I need to make sure I get like a bunch of guys to go so that I can get that deal too.
Three or four people end up getting a bottle. I saw them carrying them home or carrying back to the hotel. It was pretty good. Pretty good. And the food was good.
Yeah.
The food was surprisingly good. So
then we actually, last night, talking about scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last night, we actually had the first bit of the beer share take place. Dude, those guys are just raking in money for the scholarship.
That's awesome.
It is insane. And they've gotten a ton of awesome, like,
Joe and
beers
Eric
and swag. Well, it's Joe, Eric. You got, you know, Brian Frampton, who couldn't be here. Paul Gordon, who couldn't be here. Quetzal's jumped in and helping out as well.
Of course he did.
Like, that crew is just – I'm really excited to hear what their final numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it all.
And it's not really for me. It's not really like, oh, yeah, we're making a lot of money, because that is great. And we need that because we're a nonprofit. It's the only way we can offer a scholarship.
Right.
But I've had so many people that have mentioned in conversation, hey, we got this, and I was able to be here because of scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, I could not have done it if it wasn't for this.
And
the ability that we have to offer this community, offer this brotherhood, offer this education to people who could not get it. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's the thing. Like, they asked at one point too, like, who all's benefited from the scholarship? And it was one of those deals where you had, you know, at least 10 to 15 guys that reached their, you know, put their hand up in the air saying, like, yeah, like, this was actually a really, you know, I was a part of this. I was able to actually benefit from the scholarship. And so that was the thing that really struck me when it came to just trying to get a good idea on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so they were giving stuff away last night. We were trying different beers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just cool to see all the guys come together. And even though, like, it wasn't in the hospitality room type setting like last year, it seemed like there was still that inclusiveness of, like, hey, like, you can come hang out here.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of first time guys.
Oh, awesome.
Coming in and hanging out.
I'm so
out.
Glad to see that.
We even had, there were a few, like, some of the speakers actually came and hung out. Like, Chris Gaffney was in there, and I got to talk with him, which he's a really funny dude.
Yeah,
and
I met him at the Churchill last night. So.
And Pete Beskus was there, too. And, dude, that guy's hilarious.
We were walking to the Churchill, actually, when I met Pete.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so just, you know, that's the thing that I love about Home Dad Con is, like, you know, at some conventions you go to them and you're like, oh, man, I'd love to be able to have time with that speaker. It's like, here, it's like, if there's somebody who, like, really wants to come and just be like a dad with other dads, like, that is a very easy thing to take place. So that was fun last night for sure.
So I got to ask you a question. Do you think your wife's going to listen to this episode?
Probably not.
Okay, we're going to try to see if we make that happen, because I want to ask you, Brock, have you been doing too much this weekend?
Always.
Have you been giving too much of yourself?
Because always.
We're going to kick your butt.
See, right? Danny's been playing older brother to me.
Way older. Oldest brother.
I have been delegating more, though. I really have.
And you need to. Because the reason I bring it up is because part of what we do as an at-home dad, as an involved father, is to give. And we talked about it yesterday that, you know, like, when I cook a meal, we make dinner for our family or a larger family or whatever. We're offering them something good that we want them to enjoy. And that's what we do here.
Yeah.
As part of the convention, we're trying to make this an amazing experience for everybody.
Right.
And so we're giving of ourselves.
And definitely.
We overgive and we burn out. We don't get to go on the photo walk we wanted to go on. We don't get to see the breakout.
That didn't work out the way it should have anyway, just because everybody was so dog tired from
helping out.
But did you go to the castle thing? I did. Well, I went around the corner. I took some pictures of it. Yeah,
okay,
I need to show.
Yeah.
I posted those on Instagram.
Tell everybody what it is. So, because that castle thing, Danny, what are you talking about?
So it's the Irish Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an Irish castle, like a smaller version of an Irish castle.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat. You couldn't get inside of it, but just from the outside, like, the ironwork and things, like the stonework there was really cool. So I did snap some pictures of that. there was like there's some really cool churches around here that I've taken pictures of too.
Did you go to the Basilica?
Went to the Basilica. Oh. We actually walked into the Basilica.
I haven't seen those pictures yet. I want to see them.
Yeah, so with the Basilica, it was really neat. Like, I don't remember if I've posted those all yet, but basically, like, it's a St. Mary's church, which is what my family grew up around. And so when I walked in, like, I just was, like, immediately like, transported back to home because it looked very similar in a lot of ways. Yeah. So I sent those pictures actually to my mom and dad, and they were like, whoa. So, but it's beautiful artwork in there as well. Mm-hmm. Even out on the grounds, it was all kinds of cool artwork for that. So, yeah, I did get around. Like, while you guys were really kind of into, like, the meat and potatoes of, you know, painting and everything else, which there was like 20 hand, you know, 20 guys there. There were 20 chiefs, and I was just like, I'll be the one Indian that retreats type situation here. Yeah. So I'll be the one worker that retreats. And I just jumped on a scooter, and I was really just canvassing to see what artwork was out there, but at the same time was enjoying just getting to capture some of it. And I'm glad that I did actually do that, because in the end, like I said, like most guys were like, I just want to go eat and go back to the hotel, which I did not blame them one bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was able to get quite a few shots that at least I can, you know, share with people. And those are, like I said, those are on Instagram as well.
Awesome.
And it's amazing to see the artwork here. Like, I love murals. They're always really neat to see. But even just other, like, art installments. Like, when we walked the Churchill's, I don't know if you saw it on the way back, actually.
No, some of us rode the train.
Okay, so that's...
Because they're too fat. I mean, hot.
Ah, so at the ASU campus across, and there's, like, this little park.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's, like, this really cool, like... That's, like, a lit-up, like, neon... it looks like a cyclone with a tornado, and it's like this really cool vortex thing. I definitely, that's on Instagram. It's really cool. I was able to like bring out all these really cool lights in it.
Okay, so that's like, what's your Instagram?
So my Instagram is the Nomad Dad, and so I'll post that on there too for people to be able to find.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just it's been a great trip. It's been good so far. We've had one speaker, and you know, guys are right now in breakouts, and they'll come back, and then
and we, dear listeners, skipped our morning breakout to give you something like a podcast directly from Phoenix, because we love you and you're our favorite.
Exactly. And you might hear a few more of these, honestly.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah.
So, and we've got a bunch of podcast friends here as well. So
we do,
we might try to do a little round table with all of them.
Oh, that would be good.
I'm really hoping to. The Dad Ass crew is already here. I've already enjoyed drinks with them.
Got Mick from Dad House Pod.
Mick from Dad House Pod. Shannon will be here later. Today, yeah. Shannon will be here later. So, yeah, so and Joe is here with the Sad Beer Cast. Yep. So, yeah, we'll try to all sit around, maybe get a drink and talk it out.
Our first speaker's son is on a podcast. Or is he on a podcast?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember which one.
Yeah, Tim Wright's son. He hosts a podcast for fantasy football.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I didn't really catch. I was kind of out of
it. We don't want to talk about fantasy football.
Anyway. But yeah, so
we do.
We don't want to make this too much longer, but we did want to check in and tell everybody what was going on. And also, too, I will give this little tease. You're going to keep your ears peeled, because tomorrow, at the end of the day, there will be an announcement to where the next convention is. And we'll come up with some way to share that out with everybody. Aside from probably just being posted or whatever, but so keep your ears posted, because we will have that coming out in like a little over 24 hours.
Yep,
which I'm excited about.
Let's get back to it then.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you all real soon.
Goodbye, everybody.